The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
The general theme that we had been, that we've chosen and that was announced is how to live an Islamic life. And obviously now the challenge becomes is how do we live in this world? How do we live in this country, in this world, in this era, and deal with the life of this world, but at the same time try to get to those ideals that are expected from us? You know, when you look in the Quran, Allah uses a term, He calls it Hayat al-Dunya, the life of this temporal world. And probably every time, from my recollection, that Allah uses the term Hayat al-Dunya, it's never in a positive way, right? We see in the Quran, Allah says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But rather, you people prefer the life of this world, whereas the world to come is much better and it is everlasting. Many times Allah uses this term, actually about 30 times Hayat al-Dunya comes in the Quran, and they are always in a negative way. Not because this world is evil or negative or has no goodness to it, no. There is goodness in this world, but the goal of life is not to live in this world. It is to use the world to get to the world to come. And so even Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, he would say in a hadith that this world is the planting ground for the world to come. Just as you see farmers will plant their crops in spring, they'll put the seed in the ground, they will nurture the seed, they will do all they can that everybody is in search of or running after. Some people are in search of this world at a higher level or with more fervor and zeal than others. But he says this life of ours is limited to six different things. He says it is something which is eaten, it is something which is drunk, it is something which is worn, it is something which is ridden upon, it is something which is entered into matrimony, and it is something which is smelt. So he says this world is six things: what you eat, what you drink, what you wear, what you ride, what you engage in through marriage, and what you smell. And then the commander of the faithful in this hadith, he goes on to explain what these six things are. He says the finest of food, that which is eaten, I know many of you might like your kebabs and your biryani and your samosas and all of these foods and your hamburgers and pizzas. But Amir al-Mu'mineen says the best of food in this world is honey. And he says, what is honey other than the spit of a bee? You go and study how the honeybees make honey. And it's literally that they're going on different flowers and plants, and they go to the beehive and their honeycomb is created, and it's literally the regurgitation of the honeybee. And you know there is honey out there in the market today. A small bottle sells for $1,200, $1,500 for a small bottle of honey, this special one that comes from New Zealand, right? And Imam Ali says this is the best of food, and this is what people are running after. And then he says, what is the best of drinks? He says the best of drinks is water. And he says water is something that everybody makes use of. The good people, the righteous, and the evil. The pious and the sinners, we all drink water. That's the life of our lives. You might not have your soft drinks and your smoothies and your cappuccinos, and even all of those have to be created from water. So he says that the best of drinks is water, and this is available to everyone. It's nothing special, but it's something we all go after. He then says the third thing which was what we wear. He says the best of clothing is silk. And silk, he says, is nothing but the excrement of the silkworm. You look at the price of silk, of pure silk, that is. As we know, for men, it's haram to wear silk, so don't go out and buy anything made out of silk, because for men, this is haram completely, just as gold is haram for men to wear in this world, a ring, a watch, a necklace, a bracelet, earrings. Now I see, mashallah, brothers are getting their ears pierced. Well, it's haram to wear gold, and it's haram for men to wear silk. This is only for women. In Jannah, inshallah, we'll have that. But in this world, men are not allowed silk or gold. But Imam Ali says the best of clothing is made out of silk, and this is the excrement of a worm. And you can look at the process of silkworms and the cost of how much it is. But he says this is something that people run after, that this is a worldly desire that people have. The fourth thing he says is that what the best thing to ride is a horse. And I know some probably people were thinking the best ride is a Tesla, or the best ride is your new EV, right? Your whatever it is, or a Merc or a BMW. But no, he says the best ride is a horse, speaking about 14 centuries ago. And he says it's on horses that men kill one another. Right? People, and even till today, you look at these Saudi kingdoms and all the Arab kingdoms, and they take pride in their multi-million dollar horses that they have. And he says the best of animals is the same one that you and I fight and have wars and we kill one another upon. And then he says of the fifth of this world, what is the life of this dunya? He says it's that pleasure that you get out of matrimony, of a man and a woman getting married. And he says that this is one sexual organ entering into another. But yet people derive pleasure from this action. So he's showing us this world is so simplistic, but yet people run after it. People fight over it. People kill over it. And then last, he says that the thing that people value the most in terms of what we smell is musk, perfume. And he says that musk is nothing except a gland in a deer. You know, if you look at traditional perfumes, it wasn't CK and, you know, all these other brands of perfume, it was musk. And it's even till today, musk is used to make the high quality perfumes. Now they have synthetic musk, but high quality expensive perfumes that you spend thousands of dollars upon, they actually use the gland of a deer, an animal. And historical references tell us this musk from the deer used to be worth double or triple the price of gold. And he says this is what people covet to smell good, is this gland from an animal. Meaning that if you look at all of this, that this is what the world is all about. Right? It's what you eat. And that's why you and I see all these TV shows, Master Chef, and all of these competitions to create the best dish of food. It's what people are driving, it's what people are eating, what people are watching. Right? It's all about the dunya, about the temporal material world that offers no benefit or very little benefit to us in this life, and obviously very little if we look at it from a very superficial perspective in the world to come. So coming back and trying to conclude this discussion for tonight is how do you and I achieve that true life? Right? That verse I mentioned from chapter number 8. اِسْتَجِيبُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. How do we attain that life that Allah says, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you true life, that pure life that will not only carry us in this temporary world, but that will allow us to make it to the world to come. Well, number one is, as the verse says, اِسْتَجِيبُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ. We have to answer the call of Allah and the Messenger. And answering the call of Allah and the Messenger is perhaps one of the greatest challenges, because it involves us reading the words of Allah. It involves us reading the verse of the hadith of the Prophet and his noble family. It means we have to think about what we're reading, that we don't just become attached to the religion at an emotional level.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.